And now it's time for the Beer is Fundamental podcast with your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers. Welcome to the Neighborhood.
What's up, everyone? This is another episode of the Beer is Fundamental podcast, and we want to welcome you to the Neighborhood, where craft beer is the talk of the town. And if you are listening to us for the first time, you can find out more about us on our website, beerisfundamental.com. If you are a frequent visitor to the Neighborhood, then you already know what's up. There you can read up on the latest in beer news and get more information on the beers that we are tasting. There's info on the upcoming craft beer events and information on gadgets that we have or at least have tried, you know, as it concerns craft beer. We do take a couple of music breaks during the show because we love music as much as we love craft beer. So that's what it is when it comes down to the Beer is Fundamental podcast. This weekend was a very good one for BIF. We went to Fort Lauderdale and we had some great, great beers there. We stopped by Funky Buddha Brewery and we also stopped by the Lauderdale Brewery and they had some great beers there also. We are definitely, definitely looking to schedule them to be on the show in the near future because we really had a great time with them. The other part of the weekend was also great because one of our listeners took pity on your boy and sent me some beer from Modern Times. If you remember the last episode, I was crying because I only had like one beer from Modern Times. And I really wanted to try some of the other things that they had out. And I got something by surprise in the mail. So I must give a huge shout out to Kevin Parsons for hooking up his boy with the great brew. Kevin, you are officially a full-time resident of the Neighborhood for sure for doing that for me. So with that, we're going to highlight three beers from Modern Times Brewery. We're going to look at the Ice Lager, the Anita Pale Ale, and the Black House Coffee Stout. We're going to do all three beers because, you know, that's how we get down sometimes. So we're going to get into some music, and that will give you some time to get a beer in your hand because you know how it is when you visit the Neighborhood. We want you to be sipping on something also. So sit back and relax, or if you already have a beer, and if you don't, run to your fridge real quick and get you something. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Beer is Fundamental podcast.
I thought that I had lost you. I couldn't make the sound. When I thought I could not hold you, I knew the world had let me down. Should have taken the time to tell you. My fault, I used to doubt you.
but not this time around. Please believe me when I tell you, 'cause all my words are bound. This is my cross, now let me bear it. I once was lost, but now I'm found.
And now, here's your host, BT and the Beer Searchers.
What's going on, people? We are back, and we are ready to get into these beers. Before that, tonight, I want to let you know, tonight we're going to feature one of our favorite artists. His name is Mr. Rob Milton. Rob Milton. This dude is ultra talented. He's making some great music. He has 3 albums out right now, and we just really love what he's doing. And so we're going to play a few songs from his album. So hopefully you'll enjoy him enough to where you'll go out and pick something up, because, you know, we really like to support the independent artists. You know, craft beer is independent, and so we like to turn that around and support the independent artists as much as we possibly can. So again, to hopefully you had the opportunity to go out and grab a nice cold one as we go through these 3 beers that we have from Martin Times. some members of the Beer's Fundamental crew have, you know, they've already tried it and they rated them. And so if you caught episode 4, we explained our rating system on how we rate beers. And so you can listen to that episode to understand how I'm going to rate them tonight. Or you can get the information from the website, beersfundamental.com. It's right there. So let's get into it and crack this baby open. Aha, aha. So the first one we're going to get into tonight is the Ice Pilsner. Let's pour a little bit of this thing up in here. See what we got going on. Okay. Pouring very nice. Has a clean straw type color. Quite clear. You can actually see through it. That's a good thing. Good thing to show that you have a pretty good Pilsner right there. It has the aroma. There's corns, malt is quite evident. Let's taste this thing. Okay. Flavor has a nice combination of sweetness and bitterness. There's a little hint of hoppiness going on that allows the beer to have a longer than expected finish. This is a very worthy beer. Going to take another sip before I rate it. Let's see. For taste, I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's a fairly solid beer. Drinkability, a 4.0. I could definitely see myself going in and drinking 2 pints of this for sure. Aroma, a 3.5. Buzzability. Buzzability, I'm only going to give it a 2.5 because it's on the sort of the lower end of your average ABV. And so sitting at 4.7. So it's usually for the Beer's Fundamental crew or the Beer Searcher crews there. We try, if it's 5.0, it's a 3.0. For sure. But anything under that, under a 5.0 ABV, we don't give it a 3.0. So I'm sticking with a 2.5 on buzzability. Overall, you know, I see this as being a very good beer. So I'm going to stick it with a 3.5. So we can put that one up. And let's see what we got here. Now, the next beer we're moving on to is the Oneida Pale Ale. Now, of course, for me, I have 3 fresh glasses here to go with each beer. Now, you don't necessarily have to have a fresh glass. However, for me, I'm down with a group of guys that will literally slaughter you if you have a dirty glass. So, we take our craft beer that serious with that group. So, but you don't necessarily have to do that. Now, let's see what we got here. This is another nice pour. There's a rich pale gold color with this beer. See what we got as aroma. The aroma is lemony with a hint of white grapes to me and grapefruit. There's a nice fruity taste that is deep, very deep, and is allowing for a medium finish. This is a quality pale ale. Good job, Modern Times. Very easy drinking pale ale. Taste, going to definitely give it a 4.0. 4.0. This is one of the better tasting pale ales I think I've had in a while. Drinkability, 4.0, because I can definitely see myself drinking a couple of pints, two or three of these. Aroma, 3.5. Buzzability, 3.0. So overall, I think I'm leaning toward a 4.0 for this beer. 4.0 would fit well in the rating for me. Now, the final beer for tonight is the Black House Coffee Stout. I always appreciate a good stout. Let's see what we have here. Oh, you can hear that thing. The thing about a stout is, you know, pouring a stout is going to be fairly good regardless when you pour it, you know, and this one is no different. It has that dark brown, almost black color that is expected from a stout. Smelling it, it has a very cocoa and coffee nose. I can't wait to drink this, so give it to me. All right. It's very balanced between that chocolate and coffee taste, providing a medium finish, you know, to be honest. Maybe it's going to kick in after a couple of more sips, but I was imagining a longer finish, but it's still good. It's an excellent beer. Excellent beer. Very good. Very good stout, Martin Times. Very good stout. Okay. For this one, I'm giving it, for taste, definitely a 4.0. Drinkability, a 4.0. Aroma, 4.0. Buzzability, 3.0. I would have imagined that it was going to be a little higher ABV, but hey, if they like it, I love it. So overall, we're looking at a 4.0 tonight for this beer. Great job, Modern Times. Three great beers by Modern Times. If you haven't had anything from them yet, you need to make sure that you either have someone send you some or go out and try to find it on your own. Hopefully, you are in an area where they're carrying it somewhere. This is where we usually get into some beer news and possibly speak on some gadgets that are concerning the craft beer. However, we usually don't get into but maybe one beer, but this time we had three that we reviewed. So tonight I'm going to skip the beer news. We do have a lot of info concerning beer news on the website, so feel free to go over to beerisfundamental.com and check out some of the beer news that we put on there this week. We didn't get a response to the last week's question of the week, and the question was, in your opinion, what is a beer snob, and do you consider yourself a beer snob? We think that was a great question. I've been involved in debates and arguments with that question for a few times, so it's hopefully we'll get someone to answer it this week, because we're going to leave it as the question for this week also. Again, in your opinion, what is a beer snob, and do you consider yourself a beer snob? And I was going to give my answer, but I'm going to wait and see if someone answers this one this time. You can give us your answer by calling us at 407 407-350-7909. That's 407-350-7909. And we'll be happy to play your response on the next podcast. Or you can email it to us at BT, that's BT at beerisfundamental.com. Again, BT at beerisfundamental.com. Or you can go to the episode of this site when you go to the website, and you can look at the article for this episode, I'm sorry, and you can leave your answer there in the comment section, and we'll definitely check that out and put your answer on the next episode. In the next couple of weeks, we have some major plans that we're planning to do. BIF, we'll sit down with the Fox and Admiral Brewery and see what is going on with them. If you had not had any beers from them, you are definitely missing out, because they're making some great stuff. We are planning to also sit down with Hop State Brewing in the near future. They are getting ready to do some big things and get their names out, especially within the state of Florida. So we're looking to really chop it up with them. But before we end, I want to give a shout out to some very, very important people to the Beer Is Fundamental family. GB Bottle Shop, we really want to give a major shout out to GB Bottle Shop. We love going there. They have a great selection every single day, and that's one of our favorite watering holes. Vintage Vinos, same thing. We love going there. Their craft beer night is Wednesday night, so you really want to check them out if you are in the area. And also craftbeersites.com, craftbeersites.com. Keep that in mind. They will be up and running very, very soon. Craft Picks, my man at Craft Picks. Make sure you get on YouTube and check him out. And last but not least, Black Crew Culture, Black Brew Culture. Keep your eyes out for them also. Stop by and show them some love. Tell them that Beer Is Fundamental sent you. We're going to leave you with a couple of more songs by Rob Milton. Again, he's making some great stuff. I love sitting back and listening to his music while I'm drinking a nice IPA or something of that nature and just chilling. So we're going to leave you with a song called entitled Who's Gonna Save My Soul. And then we'll hit you with something else. I think Can't Believe It will be a nice track to end it out. So thanks for coming to visit us in the Nay Beer Hood this week. And until next time, cheers.
You've been listening to the Beer is Fundamental podcast with your hosts, BT and the Beer Searchers.